Paris are done.
Catherine.
Good morning. Lovely to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's normally, the first time we've chatted.
Yeah, normally just next door. But we've rocked up because we are talking about the book Sing New Zealand, The Story of Choral Music in Aotearoa, which is by Guy E. Jansen.
Yeah, it's fantastic. This is a big book, over 300 pages long. I went to the launch in Wellington and Christine Argyle, a former employee of RNZ, who's now the CEO of New Zealand Choral Federation, she said, Guy has recited our choral whakapapa. And it's quite a good way of putting it, because in this book he has encapsulated the evolution of group singing in New Zealand he's touched on 700 years ago and a little bit on the Māori tradition, which I found fascinating because I didn't know that they didn't sing in harmony originally in their tradition. It's something that's evolved. And then gone right through to where we stand in 2019, which is an excellent vantage point, having five national choirs, incredible success overseas, humongous amounts of participation in choral singing across the spectrum over New Zealand. It is our most participated in art form. So there are thousands of us across New Zealand who love to sing and love to sing together. So this is a really interesting and comprehensive book. Guy wrote it. He completed it just as he was putting the finishing touches on. He passed away in May. So it's also timely given that a number of movers and shakers in the choral scene have passed on. And so these stories and their efforts are really encapsulated in this book. It's 16 themed chapters. So if you want to dip in and get a sense of an episode in the evolution of this art form, you can do that quite easily. It's very accessible. There are lots of fantastic photographs. One really neat one of a choir in 1894 in Wellington, and quite a few, surprisingly, a number of females in the orchestra, which shocked me. I didn't expect to see that, but really interesting. So it covers the challenges, the triumphs, and the various personalities that have made their mark in this aspect of New Zealand's cultural life. It's a really important document, but it's also a very inspiring read. At the end of the book, Guy Jansen said, and here is my hope that the strength of Aroha Nui, deep affection, love and compassion will unfold and energise the whole choral sphere in its glorious variety. So I think if you're a lover of choral music, if you're in a choir, if you sing with other people, you might really get something out of this book.
Illustrated?
Illustrated, no, but has a whole lot of photographs that people went to great trouble to find, including, I'll show you a couple of them. So this is that choir from 1894.
Wow.
The old sort of sepia photograph.
Yeah.
There's another brilliant one of a Scandinavian choir, choral singers in 1896 on a picnic singing together. And here's a fantastic one of the Cenotaph in Wellington with a choir of about 450 in front of 60,000 people. This was at the time of New Zealand centennial celebrations in 1940. So your choirs have had all sorts of shapes and sizes across New Zealand's history.
Are they in good health now?
They're in excellent health, Catherine. So as we stand in 2019, we have five national choirs. We have the New Zealand Secondary Students Choir, which is an amazing group of young people who are ambassadors from across New Zealand, singing New Zealand music. They're vibrant and vital. They perform overseas. They tour. We've also got the National Māori Choir. You don't hear so much about them. They're a bit more occasional. Voices New Zealand are our premier choir, a professional choir, who are absolutely amazing. And New Zealand Youth Choir that Guy Jansen founded way back in the 70s, I think it was, 79. And they're award-winning. So you're talking about really, really fantastic choirs leading the way. But all that influence, all that education, all those experiences filter right down to community choirs.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Clarissa Dunn of RNZ Concert, who has reviewed Sing New Zealand, The Story of Choral Music in Aotearoa by Guy E. Jansen. Published by Massey University Press, $60 the price. Thank you, Clarissa.